May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. A couple of quotes from one of the people I like to read. He said this, "The Son of God takes our humanity and carries it to the cross to be crucified and buried in him. And in his resurrection and ascension, he carries our humanity into the holy presence of God." I like this one. "We are summoned all of our life to look away in all things in faith to Christ, who is our high priest." Now remember, Jesus isn't our high priest off there somewhere and we're somewhere down here. We're in union with the one who's our high priest. So it doesn't just mean he's praying for us. Listen. "We are summoned all our life to look away in faith to Christ, our high priest, to let him lift us up daily by the Spirit into his prayer life." That's really what it means, more than him praying for us, is that we get to participate in his intimacy because we're in union with the humanity of Christ. He's forever the God-man, and therefore all humanity that's in him sits before the Father by the Spirit in intimacy, and we participate in the prayer life of Jesus. That's why we pray in Jesus' name. These are scriptures that I've taught a number of times from and just minister to me a lot. Because it just blows my mind, blows me away, blows away my spirit, this whole understanding of what salvation really is. Salvation is your union with Christ. That's how you got saved. Jesus paid for our sins by taking us to the cross, and Jesus, as us, died on our behalf for our sin. So our guilt was covered. And then crucifying who we were, not just taking care of what we did, but taking care of who we were by crucifying that old self and burying it, and then raising us up in union with him as a totally new self. That's what it means to be born again. As a totally new self in participation with his intimacy with the Father by the Spirit in the heavenly places because I'm in Christ. And participating of the life that he's living on earth through our humanity. That's just stunning stuff. It's so simple, and yet so often the enemy has tripped preachers and teachers up to not get that, because it changes everything. That's why we use the phrase, so we now get to live from Christ, not for Christ. As if we love him and he's there, and we're doing our best for him. We get to experience his best relationship with the Father, his best life that can be lived through our humanity. It's just remarkable. This is from Ephesians. Chapter 2. And a couple of verses from chapter 3. This is verse 13. "But now in Christ Jesus," that's union, because you and him are one spirit. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off from God have been brought near through the cross." Brought near what? Brought near to God. Brought near to the Father. "For he himself is our peace." God is at peace with you as he is with Jesus. There's no more enmity between you and God than there is between God and Jesus. The word I almost did today, and maybe we'll save to Monday, would be that everything that Jesus has, the scripture tells us, we're co-heirs with Christ. That means everything that Christ inherits that belongs to him now belongs to me. What do you mean by that? Well, all the peace that Jesus has, I have. All the self-control he has, I have. All the patience he has, I have. All the strength he has, I have. All the go on and on and on. The love for people he has, I have. But I've also been brought near. I'm as close to God the Father as Jesus is. I may not be as conscious of that. My eyes may have been fully open. I may not embrace that. But it's true. Verse 17 says, "And he came and preached peace with God to you who are far away, Gentiles, and peace to those who are near, the Jews. For through him, we both, Jews and Gentiles, have our access in one spirit to the Father." How? Through him. His access is your access. His nearness is your nearness. His intimacy is your intimacy. He accomplished all that for us. Christians spend so much time working for things that Jesus already accomplished for us. And then he says in verse 11 of chapter 3, talking about the gospel, our union with Christ, "This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which God the Father carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through his faith." Listen to that again. In Christ, we have boldness and confident access through his faith. Is Jesus confident entering into the presence of the Father? If Jesus confident having a conversation with the Father? Well, because I'm in him, I can have boldness and confident access no matter what happened. If I stumbled and blew it, I have confident access. We do that every time. Let us go before the throne of grace to confess our sins. But God sees us in Christ, and we're at peace with him as Jesus is at peace with him, and he cleanses us. We come boldly to the throne of grace looking for what? Mercy and grace. We don't have to back into the presence. We're in Christ. It's really interesting, isn't it? When we blow it, it's not Jesus that blew it, we blew it. But we come before his presence based on his faith because we're in union with him. And God cleanses us as those who blew it and then sends us away as those who are in union with Christ who don't ever have to blow it. But we do, but we don't have to. It's amazing. It's the miracle of the Christian life. It's the miracle of Christianity. And see, when we come and receive communion, Eucharist, in some mystical, wonderful way, we're feasting on that truth. We're partaking of Christ. Not just a symbol of it, we're partaking of the cross. We're partaking, our eyes are opened again and partaking of and participating at a richer level, feeding on our union with Jesus. And then when we dismiss, say, "Go forth into all the world, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit," we're not saying go out there and do your best for Christ. We're saying go out there and enjoy participating in his intimacy with the Father. Go out there and enjoy his adequacy through you in every situation you face. His intimacy with the Father and his adequacy through you in the daily issues of life. Is it really that simple? Yes. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, God doesn't call us sheep because we're spiritual rocket scientists. He makes it really simple. It's all in Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.